You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us. January is National Mentoring Month, and Big Brothers Big Sisters is using this opportunity to ask you this question: who mentored you? Well, perhaps, you know, we just don't often stop to think about how mentors have shaped our lives or what our lives would be like without these mentors. And that's why we have Jill Lush and Corrine Conlon with us today from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And Jill Lush is CEO for Big Brothers Big Sisters in Alaska. And Corrine also is a manager, a community manager for Juno. So I guess, Jill, let's go ahead and start with you. And maybe you could start off by telling us why you're a believer in mentorship.
Thanks so much for having us. And it's really exciting to be here to talk about National Mentoring Month. And so much of that is because of our belief and commitment to this mission. And the Big Brothers Big Sisters mission is all about one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and the promise of youth. And I believe in it so much because I've had the great fortune of being mentored personally and professionally by so many people in my life. And because of that, I think I've completely bought into the phrase that it truly takes a village to raise a child. And so part of what we're out there doing is trying to recruit more people to join us and to mentor and to join us in both the life-changing impacts that it has on the youth, but also the ways that it can personally benefit you as a volunteer.
So many of us, you know, no longer live in these big extended families that people once had. So they did have uncles and aunties that served mm-hmm. as mentors traditionally. So what about Big Brother, Big Sisters? How do they replicate that?
Well, it certainly isn't the same thing. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a replacement for a family, but it's a relationship that is an addition that adds value to your life. So one thing that is so cool about the mentors that we recruit is that the most important thing about them is that they just show up. Like, they don't need to be perfect people that are having the perfect relationship with the child and doing every single thing right. It's about them seeing this child for who they are and valuing them and helping instill a sense of belonging for this child so that they can build their self-confidence and know who they are and go out into the community in the ways that we want to see our children raised, really in honoring community. And maybe that's the way that they're like families and extended families.
So, Corrine, how big of a footprint does Big Brothers Big Sisters have in Juno, and how does that compare statewide?
Well, I mean, right now we have 30 matches in Juno, and we are actively looking for more bigs and more littles so that we can match. A lot of what we do is really try to find the right fit for the big and the little. And so even though we have a couple of kids who are waiting for a big and we have some great volunteers coming in, we want to make sure that they're a good fit. So throughout the state, you know, we have matches in Anchorage, Mat-Su area, we have it in Fairbanks. There's some matches in Hoonah and Homer as well, and Haines and Sitka. So throughout the state, we have a lot. I think as any time, I think we always want to have more. If we could have every youth have a mentor, I think that would be a better community where we live in.
So I want to bring in Chloe Cavanaugh. She has joined us, and she has had the benefits of having had a big sister. She was, I guess, what you call a little, because they're little and they're bigs, right? That's the terminology. Chloe, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are really excited to hear about your experience. How many years did you have that relationship with your big?
Gosh, I was matched with my big for 10 years, starting at age 8 and then aging out at age 18. But it's still a friendship that I value and hold on to. So you could say we were matched for 10 years, but really it's been a lifelong friendship and continues on till this day.
And what kind of things did you do over the years with your big sister?
Gosh, we were a part of the Big Brother, Big Sister overnight that they put on at Echo Ranch. We would go to bowling events. I'd come over for family dinners. Really, my big's family became a really big part of my family. And really, my big participated in anything I had going on, any sports, and was really just a huge cheerleader in my life.
And why is it good to have that outside person that not necessarily is within the family?
You know, I think it creates an opportunity to really have a mentorship relationship rather than a family relationship, where they really are a neutral space for you to start that relationship however you want to. And they're people that are more like friends than family. So you trust them with more, and you're able to establish the relationship you want to establish. We all think of that person growing up who really pushed us and got us through and listened to us. And it really is that opportunity for even people with non-traditional families to have that in a way that isn't necessarily family, but is very, very important.
Jill, I love the mission statement for Big Brothers Big Sisters: to create and support one-on-one mentoring relationships that ignite the promise of youth. And you mentioned that earlier. That's such a great mission statement, but it seems like this would be really hard to do in some ways.
Well, you know, what we are finding is that these relationships that we help foster, that the youth are actually reporting back that they're feeling more socially accepted, that they're making better choices, that they're doing better in school. And then, you know, just listening to Chloe, I mean, Chloe is the reason why we do this. It's to hear about how this relationship impacts her life. And I think some of it is really, you know, that's the best case, is that we hear from a former little and they just talk about, like, I still really care about my big, or I care about the things that the big taught me about myself. And so it really is, it's a whole lot more simple, I think, for bigs than it might sound. I think for some people, when you hear about it and we're saying, hey, you, we want you to come volunteer, that they're intimidated, that they have to be perfect or they have to have something to offer. I mean, the thing about it is if you are a big, or if you are interested, that's what we need. We just need you. And that's what the youth needs too. And we kind of do the work on the back end. You know, we find out about you. We find out about your likes, your interests, your skills, your talents, your COVID safety protocols, the way that your family culture operates. And then we find the same things out about the family with the youth. And then we do the work of saying, you know what, this person and that youth, they're going to make a good match, and we're going to support them along the way.
So we've got about just a minute left here, and I'm just wondering if you can tell us if we are at all interested after hearing this conversation, what do we do to connect?
Kareen, why don't you take this one? Because if you're in Juneau, you're going to be talking to Kareen.
That's right. So you can call the office number. I'm happy to talk to you. That's 907-290-7691. Or you can go to our website at bbbsak.org. So Big Brothers Big Sisters Alaska, ak.org. And you can select become a big. Or we also are in need of little. So youth ages 6 to 16. So get a big is another selection you can make. If you're a parent, if you're a guardian, if you know someone in the community that you think that child could benefit from a mentor, then please go to the website and select that. And we will talk with you and make sure it's a good fit for you.
All right. Well, I want to thank all of you for being here with us. Jill Lush, Corrine Conlon, and Chloe Cavanaugh with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thanks for sharing this experience, and hopefully some people will be calling you soon. Thanks so much.